1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump's one-time attorney will testify against him today as the criminal hush money trial continues in New York. ABC's Aaron Kotursky is outside the courthouse.
This is a courtroom showdown years in the making. Michael Cohen will come here to court, confront a boss he used to idolize. He was once Trump's loyal fixer and lawyer, but now he's going to testify about how he had to make stories about sex disappear so voters wouldn't find out.
Jury selection also begins today in the federal criminal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat. It's Memorial Day in Israel, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once again vowed to defeat Hamas. He spoke during a ceremony. The UN estimates that over the weekend, 300,000 people fled Rafah as Israeli forces moved deeper into the city. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court set to hear arguments today in a case seeking to reverse a ruling that banned drop boxes for absentee ballots. This is ABC News. Parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin are under air quality alerts this morning as smoke from wildfires burning in western Canada drifts in. The fires made worse by years of drought and below normal snow. Some vigilantes in New Mexico are now in trouble with real cops.
Taking a cue from reality TV, four friends were reaching out to people they suspected of being child predators, setting up meetings and then posting the gotcha moment online.
Now what are you doing here meeting an underage child?
They drew praise from fans on social media, but the problem?
They are holding people against their will, and that is illegal.
What's more, Albuquerque Police Commander Kyle Hartsock says the videos and chat conversations don't hold up in court. Rather than hailing them as heroes, police have charged those four friends with false imprisonment. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And a bunch of workers at the Vatican Museums are taking the Pope to court. 49 employees are suing over working conditions, vacations, and overtime in a rare public challenge to the way the Vatican's operated. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are in court fighting the Department of Natural Resources over a big factory farm in central Wisconsin. Adam Voskel is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the DNR should have allowed public input on the CAFO's wastewater permit.
We're seeing concerns over CAFOs in western Wisconsin, too, where there have been significant spills and fish kills.
The DNR has a month to respond. The Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers and bicyclists to be aware of their surroundings, to share the road, and keep everyone safe. The State Patrol highlights bicycle safety each May. Bicycles are considered vehicles in Wisconsin with the same rights and responsibilities. Last year, 7 bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin and 699 people were injured. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Crew losing to the Cardinals 4-3, missing out on a chance to complete a 4-game sweep. The Cards able to snap a 7-game losing streak thanks to a much-needed home run by veteran Paul Goldschmidt, who has 1-for-34 so far this month, manager Pat Murphy.
It's hard to beat a major league team 4 times, any of these 30 major league teams. It's hard to beat them. The day that Goldie breaks out a little bit, hurts us. Koenig did the job we asked him to do, but you got to have more than that. you know, to beat a major league team on any given day.
College basketball, Sundance Wicks is one and done. A year ago, Wicks was an assistant coach at Wyoming, hired by UW Green Bay in his first head coaching job. He turned the program around, winning 15 more games. Over the weekend, Wicks met with Wyoming and emerged as their new men's head basketball coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 for a high. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 67. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Crude and Dom.
Dominic is in Europe on the holiday road, but you can hear some of the greatest radio shows ever in his absence. Tune in all week long.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Will do. We are live from
WMDX.
State Street, just a block off the Capitol.
Yep, broadcasting from the great capital city, Madison, Wisconsin. Please, please, please tell us what you think about any of the topics here on the program. All you have to do is hit the button, text, or call on the Civic Media app, or just give us a call the old-fashioned way on a cell phone. Oh, the old-fashioned cell phone.
608-879-8255. Yeah, the old-fashioned.
You know what? Again, this is like a thing with me now, is anytime I watch the old shows and I watch, you know, like Leave It to Beaver or Andy of Mayfield.
Mayberry.
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching these people, you know, do things to keep themselves busy. And and before cell phones, it just seems like they were really scraping the barrel.
They had a lot of time on their hands.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, Leave It to Beaver, they decided to go up into a coffee mug. Advertisement on a billboard.
Got stuck or something.
Yes, it got stuck up there.
All those kids on Leave It to Beaver always getting in trouble.
Always.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Golly.
Look at the clouds rolling in. We had sunshine to start the day. Here we go again. Clouds and rain today. Rain expected to move in mid-morning and high about 74. More showers this evening. And tomorrow, it gets brighter again, 69 degrees.
There's a stirring.
Right now, it's 63.
There's a stirring in Mordor, and it's
what?
It's moving this way.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay. You're going to say that
the weeds
you didn't
now.
You didn't see Lord of the Rings.
No, we're not. No.
Sam?
I've only seen the first movie.
Okay.
Oh, Thank you, Sam. You left it off at the first movie?
I just haven't had like the time or like a good reason to sit down and watch it all.
A good time reason to watch it because you get kind of wrapped up in it. You want to see what happens next.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Did you have to read Lord of the Rings at all in school?
No.
Yes.
All right. At some point soon, Sophia and I are going to be having like a marathon day where we watch all three movies, like the extended versions of them. So it's going to be a long day.
That's a good idea.
Only the extended versions. Now, that's an interesting point that you make. My kid, my Gen Z, the oldest one, 25 now, he does not like the extended versions.
Oh, really?
He wants to see the movie version, the original theatrical versions. Refuses to see the rest of the stuff. Doesn't want to know how it was made. None of the logic or reasoning behind any of the movies. Just wants to watch these movies and invites friends over.
I'm that way about Star Wars. I don't want to see like the enhanced versions of the original trilogy. I want to just watch the original version.
Yeah, good for you.
The bad special effects. Yeah,
I like the bad special effects. Belated happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there that didn't get you know, what they deserved for Mother's Day, like John's wife, Anne, apparently.
No.
Skipped Mother's Day. You just don't, the value of it.
Well, you know, it's
reasoning behind it. You just don't do anything, huh? Apparently. That's the case?
No,
so
that's
now you're
not
in the doghouse.
We are in
the... How long are you going to be in the doghouse?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
This time. And again, you know, we were at the Stephanie Miller Show over the weekend. If you have any comments about that show, if you were there, if you enjoyed it, if you want to talk about it, we're here to listen. 608-879-8255. We had a great time. We got to open the show, and it was really fun. Really good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And now, every time you describe it, now people are like, gee, I wish it could have been there.
Well, it was, I think, a sellout pretty much. I mean, yeah.
Could have, would have, should have.
It could have, would have, should have. Didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll be back.
All right. Now, everything's kind of wrapped up when it comes to the protests on campus in Milwaukee and Madison. They have come to an agreement with the UW student protests against the Israeli attack on Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And they want divestment from any corporation that supplies arms to Israel.
And so an agreement has been made between the protesters and UW.
They have a tentative agreement, and one of the parts of the agreement was that they would not disrupt all the graduation ceremonies that are taking place.
And apparently that was the case.
And it wasn't exactly as smooth as it could have been. One group draped a Palestinian flag over their backs and turned away from
the speakers.
The speakers.
Yeah.
And they were booed.
Okay.
Another elicited booed, the crowd booed because the students were walking out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still going on. We had on this show Dalia Saba, who kept us updated on some of this stuff. She's a first-year UW-Madison graduate student and a spokesperson for the encampment. And she said the protests in Madison aren't done either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The agreement requires UW-Madison to connect them with the UW Foundation, but offers no guarantees that those in charge of the $4 billion university endowment will divest from Israel. The agreement is hardly a win, she said, and more of a first step. So we'll see where all of this continues to go.
Mm-hmm.
This all came out about, Friday
this
afternoon
Friday,
or so?
I believe their meeting wrapped up late Friday morning, and they released their agreement and the six terms that each party agreed to.
That's right.
Early afternoon on Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted. Yeah.
Now, you said that the encampment is already down.
Yeah, I was down on State Street last night, and everything had been taken down. There was one folding chair left. But even all their signs were gone. The tents were gone. It just looked like the grassy block that it usually is.
All right.
Interesting.
I'm wondering if they have taken everything down in Milwaukee as well, because they gave them until, I think, Wednesday to take everything down, and everything is already gone. Oh, here's a response that we got from the Stephanie Miller Show.
Linda from Middleton.
Took my apolitical daughter to Stephanie Miller. Fantastic show. Laughed till we cried.
Okay.
I was the whistle in the back.
Got a very distinct laugh.
Apparently, and a distinct whistle. So
yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if she's apolitical at this point anymore.
Well, that's a good question. So Linda from Middleton, you can let us know. But
that brings up a really good point.
Yeah.
Okay. I rarely talk about it on this program.
What's that?
But I think. Oh, do we have a call?
We do in a moment. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up that. I feel like, I know this is going to, people are going to laugh and they're going to say, oh, come on, John. I think that I am apolitical. You laugh.
What? You're not apolitical. What are you talking about?
I truly believe that I am apolitical.
No.
I didn't follow politics when I was younger. You did. When I finally got into it, I got into it because I couldn't understand why all good ideas were rejected flat outright by one political party.
Okay.
And I never understood it because logic dictates that these things pass and things happen. So if you're apolitical, it's confusing because you're not sure why things are happening. And they do
come to a full stop politically because of politics, not because of logic or common sense or saving people money or helping other people get through life.
Mm-hmm.
It's all political.
It's politics.
Like to think of myself as apolitical, and I do take shots at the MAGAs, at the Republicans, and only because they do stupid things and they should be called out for doing stupid things.
Okay.
That's the only reason. It's not a political thing. I'm not against them. I just want to see logic and common sense prevail. That's it.
So if you're apolitical, do you take shots also at the Democrats from time
to
time?
Yes, of
liberals?
Course I do.
I've been against the
Democrats for years. All they are is a defensive party. They never go on the offense, and I can't believe it's still going on today.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have Todd or Billy on the line right now. Todd or Billy, you've got to make up your mind.
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
Which is it, Todd or Billy? Let's get that straight first.
No, let's not get it straight first. He's never going to know.
Oh.
All right. But,
all right.
Yeah, I can't make up my mind today.
I get it.
I was on the UW-Milwaukee campus yesterday at about 1 in the afternoon and drove by, and there were certainly still, probably 100 tents up and lots of banners. It seemed pretty quiet, but one thing I thought was interesting was I saw a guy in a yellow vest on what seemed to be like a lifeguard stand. It was kind of like they had a lifeguard for the encampment there. So
yeah.
It looks like it's still up in Milwaukee.
Okay. All right.
That's kind of interesting. A lifeguard stand at the encampment.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. Thanks, Todd or
Todd
Billy.
Or Billy. We appreciate that report from on the scene, UW-Milwaukee.
Don't get stopped by any police officers because they'll obviously ask you your name and you'll say, well, it's Todd or Billy.
Yeah, and then you'll be in trouble.
You'll be in jail.
Yeah. He just can't make up his mind.
I know. What is that?
I don't.
Right?
Yeah.
Should we? I'll tell you what. Let's play something from our Don Snorleone.
From our collection?
Yeah, everybody. You know, the thing that hit the fan was this Hannibal Lecter reference in one of his speeches.
This is so strange.
No one can figure it out. Why did he go there? Cut 70, I believe it is. We're already up to cut 70. What day is it?
It's the 13th day
of the month.
Yeah.
And we're at 70.
Okay.
All right, let's get to it. Let's listen to it.
All right.
Silence of the Lambs. Has anyone ever seen a Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter.
Late, great.
He's a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner.
Remember the last scene?
Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner as this poor doctor walked by. I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter. Congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter. We have people that are being released into our country that we don't want in our country.
And they're Hannibal Lecters? I don't know how that all ties together.
I wonder if somebody hijacked his teleprompter or something.
Yes.
Well.
Right, exactly.
And he was just riffing? Anything that comes into his mind.
Somebody put Hannibal Lecter into his teleprompter, and he accidentally started reading it.
Yeah.
He'll read anything if we just put it on his teleprompter.
See? Yeah. That's just incredible.
Or, you know, he has a problem with his teleprompter from time to time.
Sure.
If we could play cut 72, I think maybe, you know, something had blanked out or something happened to his teleprompter. Let's check this out here.
Okay.
Done by Biden. Carried out by that's right. All being done by him. Carried out by radical Democrat.
What was that?
I don't know.
Very strange. Can we hear that again? Maybe we just missed the words.
I'm not sure.
Let's see.
All done by Biden.
All done by
carried
Biden.
Carried out by... That's right. All being done by him. Carried out by radical Democrats.
What did he say there? Just random syllables. We've got more of the John and Gordy Show coming up. Our guest will be James Ty from the Clean Air Alliance.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, on Monday morning. James Ty from the Clean Lakes Alliance will be joining us shortly. We'll find out just how clean the lakes are around here. But first, we welcome Brittany Merlot in, as we do every morning and every Monday morning. Good to see you, Brittany. How are you doing?
You too. Good to see you guys as well. Did you see the Northern Lights this weekend?
Yeah. Neither, well, I missed it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried a few times, but I guess I picked the wrong times.
What I mentioned earlier is that the cameras picked up all of the lights much better than our eyesight. Have you seen that?
Yes, they did. You see these pictures and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
I did not look like that. Yeah.
Did you see any Northern Lights?
Yes, I did. And I've been in Northern Light chasing for many, many years. Oh, right? I lived up in Minnesota. Mm-hmm, so we got chances quite often, but nothing like this. I even had friends from Minnesota reaching out like, Brittany, we have never seen anything this amazing. So what I saw here in Wausau was what looked like little clouds, faint clouds, right? It was just white and there were streaks shooting up and you could just see it in the distance. And I turned around and I could see this everywhere in every direction, not just north. I was looking south, east, west, up, straight up.
Yeah.
And I could see
it
just converging. And it just looked like I said, white clouds at first, but I was out there when it hit that G5 maximum level of KPNX 9 or whatever. And I could actually see hues of green and pink now into these clouds. So I saw it with my naked eye. I really did. It wasn't as beautiful as those pictures with the naked eye, but it was magical.
Yeah. See, now we're going to have to watch the Northern Lights with cameras through the lens.
So,
boy,
is the geostorm over now, or is it? Are there still chances to see the geomagnetic storm?
It is petering out at this point. Oh, I think the KPNX is at like 3 to 4, but small chances. You have to go way north.
Again, this is the We Survived the Geomagnetic Storm edition of the John and Gordy Show.
Yeah,
we did.
Yes, we did. We survived. I like it.
Okay. Well, it looks like
the clouds are rolling in. It's starting to get pretty dark around here. I mean, yesterday we had these amazing storms just pass through very quickly at high velocity. Yeah, they were real fun.
Yeah. And I guess we've got more rain on the way today or later today.
Yes, you do. Yeah. So the clouds are pushing in, like you said, and they're going to stick with you, especially through lunch. And then we're looking at rain and maybe even some more thunderstorms after about 1. And that continues through the entire evening, winding down by midnight. So a wet one for you, 1/2 inch possible underneath some of those thunderstorms. Wow. So some decent amounts.
That's a lot. Yeah. We're hoping for a little hail. You know, we want to get a new roof. And if we got a little hail, we'd be okay.
Really?
Okay. Okay. No.
And what about the rest of the week? Looking ahead, what are we looking for here?
Oh, some cooler temperatures definitely spilling in as soon as tomorrow. Well, I mean, it's already cooler.
Yeah.
80s yesterday was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was
something. Yeah. It was cool.
So it's going to be cooler, but what is cooler in the 70s?
You're going to be in the upper 60s tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right.
Excellent. Yep, and then we'll be in the low 70s for pretty much the rest of the week, low to mid 70s. Dry tomorrow and Wednesday, and then we're going to have another shot of some rain as we go into Thursday and Friday. And kind of into the weekend, too, more fronts and some systems do hit us on and off. So to end the week and into the weekend a little wetter.
Okay. Well, good enough. John, any further questions?
I don't have any other weather questions at this point. But
Your Honor, I think that wraps up the testimony from Brittany Merloff. Right. Brittany, we hope you have a wonderful weather week. And
you too.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. And
thank you.
How did you celebrate Mother's Day yesterday?
I didn't get to. I was a nice person and actually just worked for everybody else so that they could do that, and I stayed north. But Every day is Mother's Day. I love my mom to pieces.
Yeah?
Well, there you go.
Did you reach out to her? You give her a call or send her a card?
Of course. What did you guys do?
Well, John completely spaced it out and didn't do
it. No, I didn't space
well,
it out.
Well, he forgot. He dropped the ball.
Kind of.
What did
I don't
you do?
Now he's in the doghouse.
I don't even know anymore. I really don't. But I think I like what you said. Every day is Mother's Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Brittany, thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday, okay?
Bye, guys.
Okay. Right, thanks a lot for the excuse. See, I've got one now.
You are
Every day we celebrate Mother's Day.
You're opening up a new division of the doghouse at your place. A new room. Just digging yourself deeper and deeper.
All right. Well,
we'll have to track this week to see how it, how it goes tomorrow and the next day.
Well, maybe when I go take a look at your new home that you have, and it's a house, it's not just an apartment.
That's right.
I get to pick out a room that I get to stay in.
The guest room. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see about that.
One of the great moments I think in our state is watching the fiasco that we know as Foxconn.
Oh,
and we've talked about it, last week a little bit. But I tend to want to rub this in just a little bit and enjoy the victory.
Okay. it's completely turned around, and now Biden has brought in Microsoft.
Microsoft. Yeah. A lot of jobs. Why don't we just listen to cut 73.
Okay.
And again, enjoy this wonderful Biden victory finally coming to the aid of Wisconsin to help them dig our way out of the pit that Scott Walker put us in with Foxconn.
Right. Unfortunately, the residents of Wisconsin were taken for a ride. Foxconn did build a small factory in Racine, but it only employs about 1,000 people. The massive 20-million-foot factory with 13,000 jobs never materialized. But today, 6 years after getting sold a bill of goods by Donald Trump and his golden shovel, Racine, Wisconsin got a new deal.
Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con.
Today, President Biden was in Racine to announce a $3.3 billion investment by Microsoft to build a new artificial intelligence data center in Racine. The project is expected to create more than 2,000 union construction jobs and another 2,000 permanent data center jobs.
That's big.
Jobs for which Microsoft is partnering with local technical colleges to train the local workforce. And this new data center will be built on the same land that locals cleared for Donald Trump's Foxconn plant. Mm-hmm. President Biden is quite literally fixing Donald Trump's broken promises.
That's right.
The question now is, will voters notice?
There you go. That is the question.
Yeah. Now, I heard that a lot of the initial jobs are union jobs build it.
Yeah.
Construction workers and such.
Construction workers.
And then non-union
Another
jobs
2,000
in the mix.
Jobs. Yeah. And that's going to be nice to see in Wisconsin, finally.
Absolutely.
A job-creating president and a job-creating governor. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to worry about Robin Voss sticking his 2 cents in anymore.
Yep.
He said, sure, take credit for what we did. No, we're just helping bail you out.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show, we're going to talk to James Tighe. He is with the Clean Lakes Alliance. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin's mild winter and warmer than expected spring getting a jump start on asparagus. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. 24 acres ready to pick in Adams, Wisconsin. That story on the way.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapran or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapran helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapran and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
Nathan Bula is a busy man these days. He's the owner and operator of Spears R Us off County Road E in Adams, Wisconsin, and all 24 acres of his harvestable asparagus ready to go.
So the asparagus season, you know, this year being earlier than it's ever been, we're looking forward to still going until the end of June, but we have to listen to our asparagus, and when it tells us it's getting stressed out for the year is when we'll be done harvesting. So we're hoping at least Father's Day and maybe more. So we harvested last year in 2023. We started harvesting May 10th. This year we started harvesting May 3rd, and we have been doing roughly average of 2,000 pounds every day.
That's busy Nathan Bula, owner and operator of Spears R Us Asparagus Farm in Adams, Wisconsin. And you heard correctly, harvesting about 2,000 pounds of asparagus every day. He said they use an easy pick harvester with technology that allows them to ride on a little cart that you control with your feet so you can move through a field and harvest those spears seamlessly.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption, all to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And congratulations to some of the strong women leaders in Wisconsin agriculture recognized during the Association of Women in Agriculture's Spring Banquet. They include Jill Armbruster picking up the Founders Award, Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council named the Outstanding Woman in Agriculture, and Katie Katzman awarded the Outstanding Alumni Award. Want to find out more about the AWA winners? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or sign up for our daily e-newsletter at the same place, and you'll never miss a thing. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 for a high. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 67. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
Stephanie Miller here, inviting you to listen to my show right after John and Gordy. It is like cleanup every morning here. A mess they make right here on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah. It's quite the mess.
That was a fun show Saturday night.
It really was. Yeah.
We want to welcome into our show right now James Tighe. He's the executive director of the Clean Lakes Alliance. James, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So I understand you have there's a new report that came out. How often do you do these? Is this an annual report?
Yes, we actually produce, write, and publish the State of the Lakes report, which is a Madison-centric report talking about the five lakes of Madison in the Yahara watershed.
Okay. And so how are things shaping up overall? You want to give us a review first, and can get into the weeds?
Can you just put your canteen in the water and start drinking it? Is that it?
Is it okay? How are our lakes doing?
So it is actually very promising, but it is a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. So the good news is our lakes are looking better than they did 10 years ago in some respects. In some respects, we've got some headwinds coming up against us.
Okay.
So
we've seen the algae build up year after year after year. So how is that looking? Is it going to dissipate a little bit? Are things getting better that we're not going to see the buildup that we have been getting over the last 3 or 4 years?
So what's actually going on is that you have runoff going into the lakes, right? So all the water runoff goes into the lakes.
But the city has done everything they can to try to prevent that from happening in the last 5 or 6 years intensely, haven't they?
I don't think the city's done everything that they could do to reduce runoff.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
But it's actually, let's talk about what the real causes are. So algae is caused by phosphorus. Mm-hmm. We need to go on a phosphorus diet, reduce the amount of phosphorus entering the lakes. So phosphorus comes from a lot of different places. It comes from agricultural runoff. Mm-hmm. It comes from leaves, like a tea bag going into the lake. Mm-hmm. It comes from all sorts of different types of sources. 70% of our phosphorus comes from agriculture, mostly north of Lake Mendota. So we have a lot of dairy farms north of the lake. And so we have to reduce the phosphorus into our lakes by half, right? So that takes, it's a diet. A lot of good things have happened since the Clean Lakes Alliance has started and brought this awareness up to the community. We've increased the amount of nutrient management plans on farms.
Right.
So you got to like know what's going on the farms, and that's gone from 37% to 57%. And we have a lot of good community will. But there's headwinds, and we all know about if you are from around here and been around here for a while, in 2018 and 2019, we had huge floods.
Yeah.
Those floods came from increased rain intensity. Mm-hmm. So climate change is real. It's going on here. Mm-hmm. We get these quick downpours of rain that washes everything off of our streets. It washes things off of bare croplands and goes in the lake.
Or our lawns as well. I think they cut back on the phosphorus amounts and fertilizer for our lawns.
So it's actually lawn phosphorus is not the biggest problem.
Okay.
Again, it's agriculture, 70%.
Yeah.
There's a ban on phosphorus in Dane County to put on your lawn. So the people are going around putting things on their lawn. Yes, it'll have a whole bunch of different things, but does not have algae causing phosphorus.
All right.
So, you know, this cuts across political lines. You know, this affects everybody.
Yeah,
it does. The state of the lakes. And so what can we all do together to continue to improve things?
Should we deforest the areas around the lake so that we don't have the tea bag effect of the fallen leaves?
Well, what we need to do is help our agricultural partners do the right thing. So agriculture runs in a very tight margin, right? So they don't have a lot of control over what they're producing. They've got land type stuff. Their milk is a fixed price. And for them to try something new on their farm Clean Lakes Alliance and our local government partners will give them an incentive to try that. So, for example, Clean Lakes Alliance raised dollars and we bought 3 miles of buffer strips. So what is a buffer strip? Yes. A buffer strip is a piece of land that we now have a certificate or a deed on that piece of land that is 30 feet wide, goes the length of the creek on the farm for over 3 miles. And so what happens is that when big rain comes and it hits that soil can't wash through that prairie type thing into the creek. So you're reducing runoff because the soil gets trapped in all those prairie plants and things like that. So that's something that we can do.
Is that something we can visually see as you drive through the country?
Can we actually
see these?
You can see them. Yeah. So there are a lot of good farmers are looking at that, but that's taking away part of their cropland. Right.
Exactly. Sure.
Yeah. So it's a good partnership. So yeah. Clean Lakes Alliance, what we want to do is raise money and awareness so that more people know what's going on. Because people, you know, listening right now, my grandfather had a farm, and he actually grew up on a large farm. We are a couple now generations away of that. So my nieces and nephews, you know, it's their parents that grew up on their farm. Their grandparents that grew up on their farm. Maybe their great-grandparents. And so as you move further away from agriculture, people don't understand where our food comes from. We all like our dairy in Wisconsin. We get like our cheese curds and our ice cream.
Sure.
But we have to realize that comes from agriculture, and agriculture needs to do the right thing by all of us, but we also have to support them.
We're talking to James Tai. He's the executive director of the Clean Lakes Alliance. And so this guide that you have, the State of the Lakes, the new edition, it's complimentary. If people can get this, how do they get a copy?
Can you find
it
at in the lobby of grocery stores? Big stacks of these catalogs.
Yeah, so it's online for free. Okay. You can go to cleanlakesalliance.org, and it's on there online for free. It's a great thing. We package up the State Lakes. It's just over, it's about 100 pages, and it's filled with a very in-depth report, lake by lake, what's going on with PFAS, what's going on with concentration of salt, what's going on with phosphorus. We have also have a thing called lakeforecast.org. It's downloadable on Android or Apple for free. And we actually have 100 monitors monitoring lakes every single week. Because the neat thing, you were talking about the amount of algae. Well, you can go down the Union today and it's crystal clear water. I mean, you can see bass and going around. You can come back in July and there could be an algae bloom. You come back the next day in July and the winds have turned or dissipated and it'll be crystal clear. Our lakes are really, really dynamic, and that's good hope, because if we can continue to go on this diet to reduce runoff and keep rain where it lands, both in urban and rural communities, our lakes will become clearer, because, you know, in this runoff events, everything flushes into lakes, and also with these big rain events. But also, we've been in a drought now for 3 years, so we're just coming out of the drought. So the lakes are actually, they're really clear, more than they actually have been in the last decade.
All right. Well, you know, you said it's an app that we can put on our phones, and it's an immediate reading. These are current readings that are going on all over in our lakes.
So it's called Lake Forecast, and it does, are the beaches open or are they closed?
Oh, okay.
And then all the monitors are going around and checking out what's going on at the end of piers and into the beaches. Our board just passed something last year that we want our beaches tested more by our government partners. Right now, the beaches are tested normally on Monday and sometimes on Tuesday. If you're going to go to the beach, what day of the week do you think you're going to go to the beach?
Probably the weekend.
The weekend,
right?
The weekend, obviously.
Sure. Right.
So you need people testing maybe Friday, Saturday.
Right, and things move really quickly. Yeah. I mean, pools, they're tested multiple times a day.
Okay.
So to find out what's going on with some of the other issues of the lakes, we would love to get more testing professionally done by our government partners more than just Monday and maybe Tuesday.
So there aren't any devices that automatically test the water for people, so no one has to manually go in and test it. It automatically reads the water.
There are some trials and things like that, but you know, the lakes are you got zebra mussels and you got aquatic plant life. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find something. There's a buoy in the middle of the lake.
Yeah.
It's called David Buoy, which is sort of fun.
All right.
It's in the middle of the lake. Okay,
sure. Did you come up with that, James?
No, that's the limnology at UW-Madison. Okay. And they run David Buoy. And
that's great.
It does not look like he's up and running yet for the season. Okay. But he'll give you actually record on the moment daily information about what's going on.
Well, that kind of brings up another issue, and that is government funding. Is there anything coming from either Dane County or the state or the federal government to fund something like this?
Yeah. For testing or all
for
the efforts
testing
that's going
or the efforts that you're actually performing through this?
Yeah, so Clean Lakes Alliance is completely independently funded by donations.
Okay.
Our job is to actually not to clean up the lakes.
Right. Just
our job is to get everybody else to want to clean up the lakes.
Uh-huh.
So we do a lot of educational programs. We do projects. We do grants to do projects. We want government to do more. Mm-hmm. And they do a really good job here in Dane County and the city, but not enough to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need more community will to give support to our county and city partners to make the efforts.
Once again, talking to James Tai, Executive Director of the Clean Lakes Alliance. So you're a nonprofit. You have volunteers? Are you looking for volunteers?
Yeah, that's the really important. You got to get people the opportunity to give back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do volunteer days with different businesses and a couple ones open to the general public. Those are on every Thursday from Earth Day until October, so over about 20 volunteer days. We also have our monitoring network. You can reach us at info@cleanlakesalliance.org to find out and how you can be a volunteer monitor.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Loop the Lake bike ride coming up Saturday, June 15th, the Saturday of Father's Day weekend. You can sign up online, cleanlakesalliance.org. You get the commemorative t-shirt, mm-hmm. food cart voucher, and also everything ends in Wisconsin with a beer, so you get a voucher for a beer at the end.
Nice.
It's also family friendly. Actually, with one paid adult, you can bring kids 10 and under for free. So the kids, if the mom or the dad or the grandparent or the uncle signs up, they can sign up a couple kids to come with them, and they also get the t-shirt, the food beverage, all brought to you by Lake Ridge Bank.
Mm-hmm. Is there how many miles is that? If you wanted to do the entire loop,
yeah.
What are we looking at?
So it's a ride around Lake Monona.
Right.
It's a very casual ride. It takes mm-hmm. about an hour and a half, and it's 13 miles.
All right.
That's 13 doable. Miles sounds like a lot, but on a bike, and there's about 5 to 6 different stops along the way. We're doing a partnership with the Ho-Chunk Nation. Mm-hmm. We've got a band coming, food carts. It's a really nice way to give back and something to do over Father's Day weekend.
Well, let's look at the redevelopment now around the convention center. They're looking at ways to develop that area, but also allow for runoff to be taken care of before it gets into the lake. Have you been a part of that? Have you been watching this?
Myself personally and the Clean Lakes Alliance have been working on this for 14 years.
Wow, okay.
Really?
Predating the city with Tim Metcalf, who had started a project in 2011. Clean Lakes Alliance gave a nice grant to do the project. We were the scientific team to look at all the runoff. We are partnering with the to-be-named new park. They're going to be announcing the name of the new shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be there and come out to Loop the Lake because some of the funds will also help that project.
All right. Now, you know, a long time ago, have any time?
We got a minute here.
Okay. A long time ago, we put in the South Belt Line. Has that destroyed the lake?
It has not.
Okay. Great. Fantastic. That's a quick answer. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, James, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Yeah. If people want to find out more, then go to Clean Lakes Alliance or what is it? CleanLakesAlliance.org.
Correct. Yes,
very
please.
Good. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks for stopping by.
Of course.
And good luck with all of your efforts. And come back again sometime.
I will.
All right.
Very good. 7:49. We'll be back with this, that, and the other. Some tidbits and leftovers.
All right.
Coming up.
Ooh, water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Clear water, water, clear.
is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Sometimes the leftovers are the best part of the meal.
You know,
with the complaining. Is.
Everybody here in the studio,
yeah,
Sam included, is a little worried about the stack of stories that I'm accumulating.
The leftovers? The
stack
refrigerator.
Is getting larger and larger.
Yeah, it looks to be about 3/4 of an inch thick right now.
Right?
So, you know, there has to be a way that we can get most of these stories out on the airwaves because they're really interesting stories.
Yeah, a paper
stories.
Shredder. We just put a paper shredder
ouch.
In here. And
oh, wow. Thank you.
That's a quick way to do it. You know, all the work that I put in there.
Buddy.
All the work that I put, all the time I spent away from celebrating Mother's Day just to put my show together.
That's your excuse now.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. We'll I just thought
that.
Of it.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Ann? Okay. We want to thank James Tai once again. Yeah. That was really good.
Interesting stuff.
Clean Lakes Alliance.
And what we didn't get to during the interview is, you know, where you get the curds, the best curds as you're going around the lake.
There it's all in that report.
Places to stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys didn't touch on it much. She mentioned right before he went on the air within the lake guide, in addition to the state of the lakes, there's also a ton of information on recreation around the lakes in Madison, like fishing, boating, swimming, all
that's
that
what
jazz.
Makes this really interesting. Yeah. So it's not just a report with a lot of numbers and a lot of readings.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find out a lot about the lakes.
Yeah. We'll have James back. He's coming back in 2 or 3 weeks.
That's right. So. And they keep us updated on what's going on and maybe fill us in on some of the places to get the best curds and the best burgers you cruise around the lakes.
Exactly.
You know, there's great, I don't know what they call them.
What?
Boardwalks or whatever it is, you know, where you can bike along the lakes. Bike paths,
okay.
Yeah. And they create these beautiful, gorgeous bike paths.
I know. They're all over the place.
Just fantastic. Yeah. We went to one many years ago when they first put it in. They first opened it up in McFarland.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just an incredible bike path. There, so you might want to check that out too.
Okay,
you know, with all these electric bikes now, I think it'll be a lot more fun than just pedaling. I don't want to pedal anymore.
I have an e-bike. I love it. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's excellent. I can't wait to get. You know, again, I'm packing and moving this week and next week. A lot to do yet, but I can't wait.
Call
to get
me
the bike
stunned.
Out.
You know, you don't want. You don't watch TV, you don't go to the movies, but you got an electric, you have an e-bike.
I watch TV and I see some movies, but I'm not obsessed with them like you are.
Obsessed?
Yes.
All you have to do is watch a movie once a week. That's not an obsession.
Well, do I have to watch a movie every week? Not that many great movies.
Oh, boy, you know, you force them to watch movies.
Well, you know, I like to be active and get out and do things. Not
on
just
an electric bike, active.
Well, now let me tell you something. Here's what I didn't know about electric bikes, and maybe you, young Sam, don't know as well,
yes,
it actually encourages you to exercise even more because it's
it has pedal assist or what?
It has pedal assist, yes, for the tougher hills and stuff. So you don't have to use the pedal assist all the time. Mm-hmm. You just use it when you really need it, or you know, you need a little break or whatever. That it helps out a lot. So it actually encourages you to bike more.
Yes.
And I get in more miles, and it's still really good exercise. So there.
And it's great to get out outdoors.
It's fresh air.
It's a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
I thought that maybe it's actually saving grace for the bike paths that they have along the Beltline.
Okay.
Because that is very hilly,
mm-hmm,
and it's a killer.
Well,
so with these e-bikes, you can certainly make it up and down the hills.
Well, that's
all
the thing.
Up to, like, Sauk City Madison.
I got it because I live in Baraboo right now. Yeah. I'm moving to Madison now, but in Baraboo there are a lot of hills. mean, yeah, some of them are killer
too
hills.
Too many.
So yeah, it really helped out with those.
If they could just get rid of the hills in Baraboo.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm surprised you don't have an e-bike. You and Ann and the boys.
I am too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they don't have one.
Yeah. Why don't you get one?
I'd love to get one.
They have them. I heard somebody was telling me they have them at Walmart now for like five.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, $500.
Wow.
Yeah. So the prices have come down over the years, and they're really fun. I mean, that's the thing. It makes it a little bit more fun to go biking. So.
Well, I have been watching the crowdsourcing inventors who put all these great devices together,
you know,
and created their own e-bikes.
Okay.
And they're really cool. And I, for many years, I've been watching the progress, but I thought, well, they didn't have these out there yet. They're still crowdsourcing. They're still trying to get financing. I didn't think they were really out there. But, of course, you know, TV Lenny.
Yeah.
It was e-bike Lenny.
Right.
Eventually. And he had a great store, and they still have that store there. Yeah. It's still Lenny's e-bikes.
Yeah.
You can go out on Odana Road and check it out and probably take a few out for a ride.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should try it. You know, I'm surprised you, Mr. High Technology, on the cutting edge all the time. Again, you haven't had an e-bike yet.
Well,
Sam, do you have a regular bike?
I have a regular bike.
Like a 10-speed or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Use it?
I haven't for a few weeks, but yes, I bike into work every now and then.
You can convert that to an e-bike.
I could, but it's like it's an old 10-speed from like the 60s, and it's in such nice shape that I don't want to do anything to it.
I see.
10-speed in the 60s.
Yeah.
Really? Did they have them in the 60s?
They did. It was like one of the really early ones.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Really, seriously, now we're going to have to look at this 10-speed bike of yours to rust it out.
One of the days this week when it's not raining, I will bike in so you can see it.
Okay, great.
Good enough.
Yeah. Does it have the fat tires or does it have the...
No, it's got like skinny road tires.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know they had this back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not many people bought them.
No.
Well, he's been obsessed for the last few years on the VW, you know, getting that restored.
You know why? Because they had the funny handlebars.
Well, sure.
No one knew how
how to deal with them.
Yeah, I didn't.
I
stayed clear of those bikes because I didn't. How do you? You know, it's like you're bent over completely,
right?
And it seemed very
shifting gears. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, e-bikes are not like that. I guess you could probably get handlebars like that still, but no, you wouldn't need them. E-bikes just look like a regular bike.
Well, now you can get normal handlebars on even one of those racing bikes. I don't know what they call them now, but
okay.
Yeah.
Good enough.
It's been a while. You know, I'm not into biking very much.
No.
You know,
our youngest,
when he went to elementary school in Middleton, he wanted to take the bike, and then we ended up buying bicycles for everybody and then biking to school with him in the morning, first thing. And in the afternoon, we'd pick him up and we'd bike him back. And that all ended, and we still have the bikes.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
That's my little family story.
That's going to do it for this John and Gordy show for today.
I feel warm all over.
We hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you first thing in the morning, 6 a.m. right here.
All right.
On 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day.
John and Gordy.
So long.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we play another round of three headlines and a lie you can play along at home. And then we talk Harleys this summer with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.